B-Pod Studios.
He took a bad shot at me, too, said he hopes I never get a cost of living raise ever again.
No! Jason, yeah, didn't say that.
I compared this to Hoagie Gate to me.
Yes.
They have no idea who they're dealing with when they put this in. It's not the $10. Right. And it's ridiculous to say that the $10... You're Jeffrey Lurie. You're worth $1 billion. Make a donation. And the fact is, the Eagles, quote unquote, are making this donation is ridiculous. It's the Eagles fans.
You know he makes other charitable donations, right?
I know he does. I'm not arguing that he's not a good guy or whatever it is. But this is something we've done for 100 years. And it's, yes, to me, they're using, yeah, the guise of a
charity.
Donation.
Yeah.
Charity.
Yeah.
To steal it. And you can't change my mind. There's no reason to charge for a freaking practice.
No, there isn't. And again, we've given several alternatives.
There's a million alternatives. They want to charge. In 2 years, this won't go to charity.
I will tell you this. This was up. They were going to do this last year, right after they won the Super Bowl. They were going to do it. And it didn't happen. Somebody felt better of it and said, probably not the right time. We're going to alienate people right off the bat.
Put a bucket out. You probably get the same amount of money.
Yes, Jason, you're right. There's plenty of alternatives. You can add, again, you can add a golf tournament. You can add the alumni golf tournament. We'll give you, you can go bowling. I don't care what you do. Go down the shore and do, there's plenty of ways that you could feed the charity and keep the training camp, the sanctity of it.
I agree. I'm coming with a hoagie. I'm going with a hoagie, and I'm giving them $9.99.
I hope they don't let you in, Bri.
I know
if they
don't.
Do, I'll leave a penny. I'll do those leave a penny, take a penny things there for you, all right? All right, Bri?
I'll see you. I'm looking for Martinez there, too.
Yeah, dude, I won't be hard to find. I'll be the short one, all right? 610-632.
By the way, it's Florida, Miami.
Oh.
So it's the Gators versus the Canes.
Is that the Swamp?
It's August 24th. Yes, at the Swamp. Oh. I think. I don't know. Could be. Actually, it might be in Dallas. So it could be somewhere.
You want to kick off classics like Atlanta?
Or Georgia, right.
Oh,
Georgia.
Man.
And then there's it's a doubleheader.
Who's the second half?
It's Arizona, Hawaii.
In Hawaii?
Yeah.
That's got to be in Hawaii, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That gets you pumped up, doesn't it?
It does.
Look at the glee in his eye.
I love that. Look at that. I love college football.
See, like he, for the first time today, he looks like he didn't need a bad clam. You're all excited. Look, seriously, the glee in your eye
there's football, man.
It's insane what the game does to you.
Yeah.
Dude, the game moves you.
It does move,
just
yeah.
Thinking about that college game, you're thinking Miami, Florida,
like that does more,
the helmet.
That does more for me than a preseason game.
Oh, yeah. Kidding me?
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's not even close.
Yeah.
That does more for me than 4 preseason games and the Hall of Fame game.
But the preseason game is almost...
It's disrespectful, frankly.
Yeah, you know what it is? Like, I can't wait for this new thing to happen where they get rid of 2 preseason games and add to the schedule. Because the preseason game is... because it's not real...
Mm-hmm.
It's such a tease.
Yeah.
Like it's the ultimate tease. There's no bigger tease than that.
And I fall for the gag every year. I go, I can't wait for the preseason stuff.
I'm in on the whole fame game. You watch it and you go, I might as well be watching XFL.
Yeah, exactly. I'm all pumped up. Oh, first preseason game. I'm going to sit down for all 3 hours and watch the Eagles. I watch 10 minutes. As soon as they pull a starter out, I'm gone.
Yeah.
It's because you know why? It sucks. But I fall for it every year. Because it only means one thing, is that we're now within weeks of the regular season starting. That's all it means. It means that September's around the corner. It signals that, but it gets me excited every year, and every year I go, why am I watching this? This preseason product stuff. I will tell you this, though, Ant. I'm excited to watch Hard Knocks with the Oakland Raiders.
Yeah, I am, too.
I'll tell you what, man. With Mayock... who you know personally, and John Gruden.
Yeah.
And you look at some of the players out there on that Raiders.
Vontaze Burfict.
Yeah.
it's going to be Richie Incognito.
Yeah, it was a total nut job.
You got Antonio Brown.
Yep.
I mean, it's awesome.
Yeah.
So my buddy is...
Last year in Oakland?
Yeah, no. And by the way, you got, you know, Brent Musburger does the games, right?
But yeah.
And he does it with my dear friend of mine, Lincoln Kennedy. And Big Link is, I said, dude, you're going to be on hard. I was talking to him about it the other day. So you're going to be, you'll be all over, you and Brent. Because it's all about Vegas.
Yeah. Oh, Brent Musburger.
They're going to be doing the whole Vegas thing. No, that's awesome.
Where's their camp at?
They used to be in wine country.
In like the it was Napa huge, Valley or
yeah,
something?
Napa, yeah. They used
Is
to
that
stay,
right?
Yeah. I don't know if it's still there. I think
you
so.
You might be in favor of that.
No, dude.
You go into like
First
Sonoma.
Of all, it's gorgeous there, right? The weather is like cool. Like everywhere else, it's muggy and buggy and hot. And
yeah, it's perpetual right? fall.
There, it's gorgeous. No humidity. And they used to do it at the, they would stay at the Marriott.
Really?
Yeah.
Al would set them up at the Marriott?
Yeah, they took over the whole Marriott there in Napa.
Oh, would they have like the indoor pool with the water slide too?
No, they used to have all kind. Like, no, that was like the ultimate place.
Really?
Yeah, it's still there, it says.
Oh, okay.
We're still doing it at 2150 Redwood Road in Napa, California.
Wow.
How great is that, dude?
Well, it's going to be interesting. I do enjoy watching that every week and getting that kind of peek behind the curtain perspective. And it should be, with some of the cast of characters that they have, it'll be a lot of fun. Like, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, man.
610-632-0975. You're listening to 97.5, the Fanatic WPEM, Burlington, Philadelphia, Beasley Media Group Station. And we broadcast today from Spring Valley Country Club right here on 97.5, the Fanatic. Joe in Coachville's on the Fanatic. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
Okay. I'm 62. I was Congrats. A campus police officer at Westchester from 87 to 89. And I tell you what, the fans were really close to the action then, and I was down on the field. Buddy Ryan would talk to me. I went to the dorms. Reggie White put his arm around me, took me over to the buffet. and then we had a couple real dick cops that would pull the...
You can't say that, buddy. You can't say that. But listen, I'm asking people...
It's not 1987 anymore, dude.
Okay, but here's if you can, we all need to get out of ourselves just for a second, okay? It's not about our own experiences, and that's all nice. What I'm talking about is the experiences of the young people today, right? That they're robbed of that experience, and that's a great thing. Listen, I believe in evolution. I believe in, you know, things are many, many, many more things are better now. However, that wall that is up between the professional athlete and the fans is troublesome. That's not one of them. It's a shame. It takes away a lot of that. And again, it's such a small thing, training camp, that you can preserve. Some things are worth preserving in life.
It's like the imagination of a young fan, right? Being able to meet those guys who are, they're not like just people, they're mythical figures, is maybe a way to put it.
Superheroes.
Reggie was a superhero, you know?
I mean,
Godzilla.
That's the whole point of this stuff, is preserving. Again, I'm not saying that everything that happened then was hallowed, but there is, like, training camp is, all right? That's something that's worth preserving a little bit.
Let's go to Cherry Hill, talk to Warren. Hey, War.
Actually, morning, boys.
Hey, what do you say, War?
Not a much. I want to talk about this, but I got to ask you, because I like watching. I don't understand a lot of the ins and outs. So what I need to understand, if the Sixers can absolutely offer the most money to Butler and the most yours, I'm correct about this?
Yeah, they can offer the Supermax. Yes.
Why would it? I'm sorry. I find it hard to understand Butler or to want to root for a guy. If he didn't want to be here or doesn't care, we got the most money. We're a contending team. So to me, it's just a matter of dangling people, and I think it's a creepy way to go. If I'm the Sixers, I'm sitting here today wondering, at least I do, Ant, I thought that maybe they would have had a deal in place last year, a wink, wink. I don't know how to say it, but I can't imagine they thought it would be this kind of a problem, or I don't even know the word dragged out, but if you can get the most money.
Oh, well, remember this, too, is that there's a difference between Max and Supermax, right? And that year is a big year. And, you know, I know the Sixers will offer the Supermax, but I do think, you know, that he's making sure that that's the case. Now, again, he's not putting out rumors.
They can't be sure because they'd have offered it by now. You know what I'm saying? I just don't get the holdup, to be honest with you.
The NBA is a different type of thing, Warr. You know, these players collude and they go through every imagination to figure out what's best for them. You see it happen every offseason now. So you can't take offense to it, is what I'm saying.
This to me is why basketball, I love it, but this is why there's a problem. You only have, again, if you play eight guys, if there's an eight-man rotation, your stars are maybe 20% of your team. It's the only sport in the world where a player can control championships. Baseball, you start eight guys plus all the pitchers. In hockey, lines. In football, there's 22 besides the specialty teams. You could take Mike Trout and two other great players and not be guaranteed a championship. You do this, what they do in basketball, it's real annoying.
What's the difference in the sports, Warr? Right, yeah.
I'm okay with it. Real quick before I go, I got to ask something with this Eagles thing.
Yeah.
This, to me, is the main reason why I don't want to hear them complaining or anybody about Fairweather fans. They do nothing. They show nothing to say, hey, we appreciate it, we want you. It's just a money machine. So when I see this, baseball gave up on kids 20 years ago when they started those playoff games at 10 o'clock at night. When I was a kid in school, and probably when you were in school, if the World Series was on, they rolled that TV in if you're in elementary school.
No, I mean, the World Series was at night when I was in school.
Yeah, me too.
No, I mean,
I remember,
a playoff game, maybe. I'm trying to remember if there was playoff. Sure, there was a playoff game here and there, but the World Series was at night. Look, that's TV. I get you. I mean, you know, see, certain things, what are you going to do, right? Look, TV rules everything, and that's I'm not gonna get upset over something like that.
You got to get over it because
but something that is highly controllable, like training camp, like that's in your control.
It's one of the few things actually they do have control over still.
Yeah,
when it comes to the NFL, the NFL's got control over just about everything.
I mean,
except maybe training camp.
You know, I mean, I think they need to rethink that.
6106
and add a couple dates.
Yeah.
Do you want to add one date where you pay? Then go add two more dates that you don't where people aren't required to pay.
That's what they initially did. I think they had three open practices and one was called flight night. And that was the one where that was for a charity.
Right.
I think that was the original year the first year, right?
Yeah, flight night, right.
Yep. 6106.
We were there.
Yeah. Is that right?
Weren't we together doing it at the other station?
Maybe we were. I don't even know. Everything's a blur. 610-632-0975. That is the number to get in. We got some open lines for the first time today. So if you want them, grab them. This is the Midday Show. We're at Springmill Country Club. It is a 9 and 9 event here today. And we're enjoying our time here. Visit springmillcountryclub.com for more details. Midday Show right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right. Listen, how many cans of Raid does it take to kill roaches and ants and other forms of unwanted pests? The answer is zero, because for every cockroach ant you spray, for every mousetrap you set, there's thousands more hiding in places, Andrew, you can't reach or see. This is not a do-it-yourself job, folks. For unwanted pests, you need an expert. That's why you need to trust Expel Exterminating. Expel works with top-rated restaurants and multi-housing management companies throughout Philadelphia, and now they're bringing their expertise to your homes. That's a new thing. Now it's good. I can't take. I skeeve the bugs. Expel technicians are all state licensed and trained, and they have the best warranties and prices in the market. Sometimes 50% less than their competitors to get rid of the bed bugs and termites and roaches and ants and rodents and wildlife and other pests. Call 877-BUG-FREE, 877-BUG-FREE, or go to expel1.com. That's Expel, the number 1.com. Expel Exterminating. If it bugs you, it bugs us.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
The Fanatic Nine and Dime. So I can't wait for tomorrow in the draft. And
back-to-back drafts. How about that? Thursday NBA. I love the NBA. It's like, boom, one night and it's done. It's so rapid.
Yeah, well, it's because there's not enough players.
Yeah, which is cool. Which is one of the cool things about it.
I like the NFL.
Well, yeah, you like
that. You're talking about drafts. Yeah. I like a three-day draft. I do. I like a celebration.
Yeah.
I don't know much about the NHL draft.
You know a couple names at the top, though. You know about Hughes and Kako.
Yeah, but that's kind of tough. You know, that's why the NBA draft used to be many rounds back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's been all of them have been shortened over the years, but they're important. It's going to be important for the Sixers. It's going to be important for the Sixers over the next couple weeks to fill out this roster and get the players in here. Not only who is Jimmy or Tobias coming back, but who was coming off the bench to spell Joe? Who's coming off the bench as a backup point guard?
Here's the real truth of the matter. Now, there's guys I like. Like, I like Ty Jerome and Carson Edwards, there's a couple guys out there. But the truth of the matter is, they need to get veterans. They're beyond draft.
Mm-hmm.
Rookies don't help you win. They just don't. They have to go through their growing pains. I mean, you see it. I mean, you see teams that win, you're men.
Yeah.
I mean, the Raptor team, Kyle Lowry, any guys, Ibaka, forget about Kawhi, right?
Gasol.
The guys around Kawhi were all veterans.
Yeah.
That's how you win.
That's why they won. You're right. They had a core of veterans that were playoff battle tested.
They're not kids.
Yeah.
These kids aren't going to win this league.
No. They're not men yet.
They don't have
a hair in their pits yet. Eh?
That's why I love the draft and all that stuff, but it doesn't really... You might get a piece. I don't know, but that's it.
Yeah,
you're not going to win anything with these kids. You got to get veterans.
Yeah, and where they're drafted now is of less consequence. Clearly, the better you get, the later you draft, and you're not going to get good players that are going to impact you sooner rather than later. But the key is going to be for Elton Brand to go into the marketplace and make and sign guys. And mm-hmm. How's this going to fill out? Because you only have four players under contract.
Run it back. Then you got veteran exemptions. You got guys that want to play.
You got a mid-level.
Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff. I think the Sixers are going to be good. There'll
be a lot of intrigue.
I'm holding out hope. The guy that I'm curious about. See, I still think, and I know the Jimmy stuff. I think Jimmy comes back. I feel really confident.
When do you feel we'll know that, by the way? You feel like we'll know that by July 7th? A week into free agency?
Yeah.
All right, good. Then I can go on vacation in July.
You'll know that early, yeah.
All right, so I want to go. I'm going on vacation the week of July 15th. It's the week before training camp. I just want to know that when I'm on vacation that all family business is settled, except for the ancillary parts,
By then, Jimmy will be – I think Jimmy will be back.
All right, and maybe –
The guy I worry about is Tobias coming back.
Yeah. Well, maybe
quite frankly, J.J. Redick owes the Sixers –
Well, they overpaid him big time, especially that first year he was here.
Yeah.
What, they pay him $21 million?
Close to 25, I think.
Yeah, I mean, come on. That was
24
with...
and change. No, he needs to come back.
Cut right now.
Yep.
Yeah, that was, okay, Jimmy, we're going to pay you this now.
And I think he will. He's loyal. Think he loved it here.
Yeah.
That's his...
I think he wants to see it through.
Yeah.
And that was a promissory note. Hey, we'll pay you this now, but you got to give us a deal on the back end, dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I hope that is the case. And the commute obviously isn't too much for him because he lives up in Brooklyn. So I hope that he comes back as well. But I hope he's coming off the bench. I hope Jimmy's a guy that comes off the bench as, first guy off the bench, shooter. Because if that's the case, then they improved their starting five even more. And maybe even more defensively. You went Danny Green.
Yeah.
That's a guy, right? We'll see how this plays out, but it's going to be really interesting over the next couple of weeks. So we got the NBA draft tomorrow night. And then Friday and Saturday is the NHL draft. Free agency's not underway there yet, but the Flyers have been very active. Made three moves already. And half the people are bitching about the moves. And half the people are bitching. Some people are going, well, if you make moves, they bitch. If you don't make moves, they bitch.
Well,
the team hasn't earned that yet, though.
Yeah, I mean, you
got to win before you get some latitude.
Exactly. Do you like what they've done so far?
Each move individually has been a bit of a head scratcher for me. When I look at Niskanen trade,
that doesn't make people feel better.
No, but when you look at it all together, and there's still another big move I think to come, and I think that's going to involve number 53, Shane Gostisbehere. I think that there's a lot of smoke there that I'm hearing right now about him potentially being moved to either a team like Vegas or Toronto. And I think Toronto is the most likely. So I think that's, once that's done, you can assess everything. They're an improved team right now. They paid Kevin Hayes, according to the reports from Bob McKenzie out of TSN, 7.14 is the cap hit over 7 years, $50 million contract. It's more than I would have wanted to pay. But when you go into free agency, you got to pay.
Yeah.
You got to pay.
Yeah.
You just have to. And that's the way it works. And a team like the Flyers and a tax structure here, you got to pay more than a team does in Florida without an income tax. That's just the way it works. So if you want to get better, you got to pay. And you go, oh, it's going to kill you on the back end. It's like Butler and the Supermax. It's going to kill you on the back end maybe the last 2 years. It's not going to be what you want. But do you want to get better or do you not?
No, you need players. I mean, that's where you got to go. That's Sixers understand that. That's why you got to give him the Supermax. You got to bring him back.
Yep. You got to put yourself in position to be a contender, and then sometimes you got to pay guys more than they're worth to see it through.
Then what happens is you're able to finagle.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can finagle. You go deeper into the luxury tax, but you're winning. You get players. You get availability. You're able to dump contracts.
Guys will come in on less money because you have a chance to win.
Yeah, once you're in that rare air.
In the NBA, that's really rare air.
That's where, that's the elite contender. You become an elite contender. I mean, look, here's the thing about that sport. It's going to be unbelievable because it's completely wide open.
Oh, there's so many variables right now.
It's so wide open.
Kyrie,
the idea, think about this for a second. The idea that the Lakers are the favorites is ridiculous.
It really is. And that's the thing, too. AD, he's not going in the Eastern Conference. He's in the Western Conference now. Talk about wide open. The Eastern Conference is totally wide open. 610-632-0975. And that excites you. That'll get you excited. Get to a final? All right.
Yeah.
Look what happened this year in the finals. Anything can happen. 610-632-0975. Should we get back to the people?
Let's do it.
Let's go to Les in the Southwest is on Fanatic. What's up, Les?
Yo, guys. Yo. So the Eagles released their training camp schedule.
Yeah,
but why the hell should we care about their training camp schedule when they got one open practice?
Exactly.
Why do we care? Why do we care? And Ant, you're right on when you talk about the kids, right? Because I'm 33 and I got a 13-year-old. I'm going to tie it all back in, right? So my first experience with the Eagles, right, well, when I could grasp the game is around the Ray Rhodes era. But then when I fell in love was those 2004-2005 training camps.
Yeah.
And when you go up to Lehigh and you get the T.O. show, it was crazy. You got the fans, like the long walk up. You walk along the fence, you see the players, the linemen standing right there. You see the masses. You got the fans chirping with the players, players chirping back with the fans. Like, the environment was electric, and my kid misses out on that. And that's when I fell in love. See, I was an Eagles fan all my life, right? Obviously, right? But you fall in love with the game. You know how my kid reacts to the game now? On Sundays, he's just like, oh, the Eagles are playing. Okay, cool. I'll watch.
Wait a minute. He had the opportunity for 13 years until this year, Les. So now all of a sudden he's acting like, I don't really care?
When was the last training camp he could go to, though? Well, the last, I took him when he was...
5 years ago?
He's eight years old. That's my point.
I guess four years ago?
He doesn't get it now, though. See, that's the point. He can't get that closeness. I fell in love around that railroad there. I was 13, 14, 15 years old. You hear what I'm saying? And then, as a grown man... You know what I mean? I get to fall in love with the game up close,
right.
And I get to see these dudes are superheroes.
Right.
And he doesn't get that.
I grew up in Westchester, Les, and that's where it was all when those years for me. And we went to training camp, but that was not never what made me fall in love with the Eagles, was going to training
camp. It's the awe of the game. You see how massive these guys are, how fast they fly around. The shit that Dawkins land on people.
Yeah, that's not what made me fall in love with it, though. What made me fall in love with it was the community aspect of it and the fact that it was our team.
I mean, you're out of touch.
I was out of touch. I lived it. I lived in Westchester. They were there every year. I didn't. That part didn't make me fall in love. The part that made me fall in love with the team was that they were our team.
It's the point. Yeah, but again, I
didn't
think,
need that.
I think where you're missing.
My kid is getting robbed.
Yes. I mean, it's not to say he's not going to be an Eagles fan. Of course, he's an Eagles fan.
He's a fan.
But what you're doing is you're building the wall. It goes back to the wall.
Let me explain the effect it has, though. Real quick, right? I go on his laptop screensaver, right? Of course, he's an Eagles fan. He's got Eagle decked out. He's got a split screen of Carson Wentz and Tom Brady on his screen.
Yeah, it's horrible.
I almost had an aneurysm.
Well, that's a parenting issue, too, there, Les. You got to straighten that out.
No. And I did. I better take an Eagles off. I better take it off.
Yeah, no more computer.
He had to get that out. Yeah.
I better take it off. I feel you. Listen, I agree with you. I think you're right on, Les. I mean, I think that's a huge problem in that any time that we have walls and they're unnecessary, like some wall, I get it. They're necessary. It's the evolution of fandom and the evolution of pro sports as such a gigantic industry. Like, you know, I get it. But things like training camp, I mean, teams are missing out on creating and furthering new fans. I'm just looking at it, right? So Arizona's in Arizona at the facility. Atlanta is at their facility, but they're not at the stadium. They're in Flowery Branch, so fans can go. Buffalo goes to Pittsford, New York. It's a college. So you're a Bills fan. You can still go to training camp. Carolina, you can still go to training camp. The Bears, you can still go to training camp. Bengals, no. Browns, no. Cowboys, you know, they still do their Oxnard, California.
Yeah, the Southern California.
Which is a big deal.
Yeah, it's like a brand extension for them. How far is that from Dallas, by the way? That's a couple hours, right?
What?
Where they do their training?
California.
Yeah, so how far?
It's a 3-hour flight from Dallas.
Is it that far?
California. Yeah.
Wow. And they do that.
And Oxnard's up north. Yeah.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's crazy.
Yeah, no, it's California.
Yeah.
You know. The Broncos you can go to, the Lions.
So when you say you can go to, it's kind of like Lehigh, like where we could go almost
Green
any
Bay,
other
time. Obviously you can go to.
Mm-hmm.
How about the Texans? Yes, they're in West Virginia. You can go to the Texans.
Yeah. See, a lot of those teams get out, too, because it's just too damn hot down there.
Well,
I mean, guys would be dropping like flies in, you know, in August down there.
Indianapolis, you can go. There's still a lot of teams where you can go and see your team practice. This is why I'm reading this stuff.
All right. Let's go to...
They're missing out. They should go spend 3 weeks and go do it.
And let the fans be able to come and go as they please.
They're missing an opportunity, a big time opportunity.
LeVar in Southwest Philly's on the Fanatic. Hey, LeVar.
Yo, what's going on, cuz?
What's happening, LeVar?
Hey, man, I ain't talked to you since we were busting it about Kiko Alonso and them belly shirts, man,
Chiquico?
On the other side.
Chiquico.
Listen, man, this is a tragedy, man. I mean, listen, the training camp was, and I'm mad I got put on late with going to the training camp, so only got like 4 or 5 years out there. But, man, it was a big deal. Going out there, I mean, new trees, sun beaming on you, getting a wet towel.
Yeah.
Having a big pass. I remember, I have so many memories about just going
holdout
year. I'm yelling at Westbrook, yo, Westbrook, he's not answering me. So I say, hey, Jamal Jackson. He turns around and say, yo, Pat Westbrook for me. Like, it's just so many memories I have of just being in contact with the players and seeing T.O.
Yes. Yes!
My son is five. I got my five-year-old, my eight-year-old, my eight-year-old with nothing to do with football, but my five-year-old does. And I've never experienced that. I went to the link once, and that's Cowboy fans.
It helped build you as a fan.
Jerseys. I'm like, I see like jerseys from other sports. I'm like, what is going on? Like, this is not real. I said that I never went again. So it's like, man, you know, in the charge, and I don't think it's Chip Kelly that did this. I don't think he had that.
Chip Kelly started. Listen, that was one of his deals. That he didn't want to go away. He wanted to do it all at the company. That was all on Chip Kelly. I know that.
But you got Doug that's coming back and is a part of your...
I might as well stay here and just do it. It's a coach. If the coach wants to go out, it's the coach's prerogative, and Doug should go back to it. I was kind of hoping he would.
Yeah, I remember that conversation when Doug got hired. Will they go back to Lehigh? Because that's what Andy did.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Andy goes away in Kansas City.
Yeah.
Man, that's it. I know. You got to get back to the roots, baby.
I agree, man. Grass, man. I feel you, brother. Yeah. It's a great call by you.
And they won a Super Bowl, though, not going back to the roots.
So why?
What's that happen? You don't change anything.
Come on, man.
Let's go to Jim in Port Richmond on the Fanatic. Hey, Jimmy.
Yeah, what's up, fellas? How are you?
Hey, Jim.
Hey, the whole practice thing and training camp thing really boggles my mind because up until like 2 years ago, my dad has never been to the link. Well, since he's not an Eagles fan. So it was nice for me to be able to take him down there and like see how the Eagles fans were, that they all weren't, you know, crazy and murderous because he's a Cowboys fan. So
you got to have an intervention with dad, too.
I've tried it. It's a whole divided household. I got a mother who's a Bears fan, a sister who's a Packers fan, so it's just a whole thing.
Your mom's a Bears fan.
It's like being what?
Like, is she like a real Bears fan?
Oh, she's hardcore, like.
Why?
She loved Dickus when she, like, growing up.
Uh-huh.
To talk along with them, and she's worse than my dad with the whole chops ball thing. Sunday comes, and Eagles and Bears are playing. 9 times out of 10, she's in my face, so.
Wow. Sounds like a contentious household,
your
man.
Your mom's in your face.
Yeah, she's a lot worse than my dad, so it's nuts.
Wow. It's like an crazy. A la carte NFL household.
Yeah. People have the same reaction. They scratch their head and say, well, how are you an Eagles fan? How'd you grow up like that? I said, well, I was taught right.
By who? An aunt?
By a bunch of older cousins and uncles who are all diehard Birds fans.
Oh, good. That's good effect by them. I appreciate them stepping in.
Yeah, and then I wanted to bring up the whole Flyers. Jason, how do you like that Braun trade?
I'm fine with the Braun trade. That's one that I am fine with. Giving up a second and third round pick. You can have picks till you're blue in the face, and they have. Eventually, you got to use those as equity to get a guy that can help you now, and he's a good veteran presence for that defense. It helps him defensively, and when you got a young goalie, you better give him a little help.
Now, do you think they're going to sign him, or do you think they're just going to use him as a rental? Because his contract is up after this year.
Well, you see what he does, and then maybe you sign him to like a 2-year extension if his play isn't dropped off or anything, and see how he fits. But it's to me, it's a 1-year ploy right now.
And then I remember you just said something about like Ghost possibly going to Toronto. I think Flyers could trade for Patrick Marleau up there because I saw that Derek's going to try to get
him. Why do you want Patrick Marleau? He's 158 years old. They're trying to get rid of him.
Yeah, but there's another guy out there that you might want.
Yeah, a guy like Nylander or Kapanen.
And I don't know if they'll part ways.
Patrick Marleau. Come on, man. Jim, you don't want any parts of that.
I mean, I'm going to break your heart, but I'm a Sharks fan. So, I mean, I love Marleau.
Okay, but that's not the Marleau that you're getting, Holmes.
You're a Sharks fan.
He's played like 1,600 games.
You just got done saying how your whole house is divided and you were taught right. And you're a Sharks fan?
Yeah, well.
Over the Flyers?
My mom's a Penguins fan, so it's...
Oh, my God,
yeah,
dude.
But what?
You're gonna drop a daisy cutter on your
what
house.
What happened to 4-for-4, Jim?
I wasn't raised like that. I grew up... I followed JR, if that makes it any better. I followed Roenick all around and eventually stayed with the Sharks because of Thornton.
No, it doesn't matter. Dude, the same thing that you just said, Jimmy.
I was raised
about
right.
The Eagle, this and that. You're a Sharks fan. Like, what do you have... in common with San Jose.
Because JR?
It goes back to the whole community thing. Like, this is what we're talking about, community. This is what the Eagles needed to preserve in training camp. And that's community.
Oh, my God.
Closeness. Go ahead.
I don't know if I'm more baffled at that or if I'm more baffled that he wanted Patrick Marlowe. Patrick Marlowe, bro. Come on. That's like getting a dinosaur.
Yeah.
He wants to exhume a T-Rex.
Yeah. Nylander, though.
Yeah, Nylander. Now we're talking. They need some cap space to get that Marner.
That actually would excite me.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Or a Kasperi Kapanen, son of Sammy. You like Kasperi?
No, he's good.
He's a good player, yeah. 610-632-0975. It is the Midday Show. We're live at Springville Country Club here today. Nine and Dine event. It is the Midday Show on the eve of the NBA draft and getting closer and closer to training camp where the Eagles will only have one open practice and they will be charging for it. And outrage has followed and ensued. 610-632-0975. Yeah. It is the Midday Show, 97.5 The yeah. Fanatic.
It's not faux outrage either.
No.
Hey, tomorrow night, Cousins Corner. We're going to give you a special NBA draft preview tomorrow night. Looking forward to it. We'll be hanging out at the South Philly Race and Sportsbook for Cousins Corner. That's right. South Philly. I'm just looking at my engineer and saying, you know that, don't you? South Philly Race and Sportsbook, Cousins Corner. A lot of fun. Right on Packer Avenue starting at 6 o'clock. So we'll talk a lot of NBA draft. And you know what's interesting, too? We'll get into little props because there are a lot of NBA prop drafts. We'll talk a little Phil's Nats, right? And we'll have some fun talking about all the props and parlays and teasers and futures that you can play right there at the South Philly Race and Sportsbook. All a part of the Parks family, the Oaks Race and Sportsbook, and of course Parks Casino right off the street road in 95. And we'll have some fun with some futures and talk about all that stuff. Don't forget the Parks Casino Sportsbooks have all kinds of stuff for you there. Phillies right now plus 1,200 to win it all, 600 to win the NL East, right, the National League, excuse me. Bryce Harper is plus 2,000 to win the NL MVP award, and Aaron Nola plus 2,500 to win the Cy Young. The best thing about South Philly and Oaks Race and Sportsbook and the Sportsbook at Parks Casino, you cash your tickets right there. Right, any of the three locations, you get your money immediately. Plenty of friendly, knowledgeable staff to help you make your bets. Do it yourself or on the self-service sports betting kiosks. Come see me tomorrow night, South Philly Race and Sportsbook. Must be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
All right, 11:53. Live at Spring Mill Country Club, Ivyland, PA.
9-9.
So there was an NBA trade. It was a good trade. So the Jazz get Mike Conley for Andrew. Help me out.
There you go.
It was Grayson Allen,
Korver, Jay Crowder,
the 23rd pick, and then an unprotected or a protected first round.
Just says a future first round pick. Right now. So, but yeah, Conley goes. He's the centerpiece, obviously, to the Jazz for three players.
It's a good pickup for them.
And two picks.
They had no point guard next to Donovan Mitchell. Mitchell needs to be off guard. And Ricky Rubio stinks. He's terrible. You need somebody who plays defense, plays again. Conley's a good ball player.
All right. Here's more clarification. The Jazz will send a protected 2020 first round pick to the Grizzlies. League source said this is Woj. That pick will convey as a late lottery pick in 2020 or 21, or become a lightly protected pick from 2022 to 2024. Deal complete on July 6th. That's when they can actually culminate these deals. So there you go. A lot of moving and shaking in the NBA these days. You saw the report from Woj and Bobby Marks about, we talked about it earlier, Ant, about the Lakers scrambling to expand the AD trade to create more cap space to squeeze in another max contract availability for the Lakers as they continue to try to build that team up for a championship run. So a lot's happening here all in advance of the draft coming up tomorrow night. All the teams getting together. A lot of conversations are being had right now. We'll see if Elton Brand gets involved in any of these conversations, although the Sixers lack draft equity or trade equity right now to do these kind of deals, but we'll see what he's got up his sleeve. A lot of faith in Elton Brand.
I love Elton.
A lot of work.
I love Elton. I think it's a, in this league, again, you need a guy that can navigate, and I think Elton's got the pedigree sharp. To navigate.
He's a sharp.
I do.
We mentioned it earlier, too. Al Horford opted out of his contract, but it looks like he's going to re-sign in Boston anyway. He'll get a new deal, so he declines his player option. So a lot happening around the NBA as we sit here and get ready for the draft coming up tomorrow night. It's going to be a lot of fun tomorrow night.
So are we going to be, is this Middleton true? Too. Is this true? We're going to be at the facility on Friday?
It's in discussions. Yeah, we're getting the, we're not sure yet.
It's not sure yet? I'm not supposed to say
might
that?
Be in play.
I don't care. Make it happen.
Yeah, you just said it, so now it's got to happen.
Make it happen. You know I want to be at the facility.
You know what I can hear in the distance?
What?
Oh, we haven't heard this in a long time, man. Since you played the wheels off it.
All right, so you don't know this. Set. When you were off last week.
Yeah.
Right after, there was Toronto won, right?
Yes, the day after.
Yeah,
the
Friday
day after Raptors,
off, yeah.
The Raptors win. I played the song over.
You did?
Yes, self-flagellation.
You go, Andrew, give it to me.
Yeah.
Ow. It's like,
ow.
It's
but now,
yourself.
This, yes. But now the song has a different connotation
it's
than the self-flagellation. Yes.
It's pump up time again.
Yeah,
right?
it's starting to come back.
Oh. basketball season seems like it's an eternity away.
You know what I hate? So people don't get the song. Like, they don't understand stuff, right? So during the playoffs, I was playing this song on my national show.
Uh-huh.
And it was getting ripped. Like, people were ripping it.
Well, look, it's got Philadelphia flavor to it.
I know, but I was
trying outsiders shouldn't like it.
But I was explaining it. No, but not even that. You know, like the production, Lincoln, and then my production team, and
they're all ripping.
I was ripping it.
Well, look, if it's just a song with no connection, then it's like, all right, this kind of hokey.
I know, but still, like, yeah,
it's a hokey song.
It's not a hokey song.
It is.
It's a Sixers.
Yeah, to us, it's not hokey.
76ers.
Yeah, it's hokey. Come on, let's just be honest.
Leave the song alone.
Yeah, but I don't expect somebody that doesn't have any history.
I don't like it.
Well, you know,
ripped the song.
You're very protective of the song. You love the song.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, the song is what it is. It's for us. It's not for anybody else.
Yeah, I don't like them. I don't like them ripping.
If they did like it, I'd have an issue. They shouldn't like the song. Do the Lakers have a stupid song?
There's some. I don't know. Some teams do.
Yeah.
I don't know if the Lakers.
Yeah,
do
we don't like their songs. Their songs are stupid. Like, did the Cavaliers have a song? Like, we're losers. You know, something like that. Boston's got that Dennis Leary song. I'm a loser. You know, people.
I don't know that song.
You don't know the Dennis Leary?
No.
It's called I'm a Loser.
Not I'm a Loser, Baby.
No, it's not Beck.
No.
It's Dennis Leary singing this song.
No, why would he be singing?
You have to get the Dennis Leary Loser song. He's a Boston guy. That's back. That's not the one. But Boston's got their Loser song with Dennis Leary.
I don't know that song.
All right. Parts of it are not politically correct, by the way, in this day and age. 610-632-0975. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEM, Burlington, Philadelphia, Beasley Media Group Station. And we broadcast from the
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.